as sensitive to diacetyl as I am. Probably not. But what I was telling Taylor, I have no clue when it comes to carbonation. I know what we carbonate most of our brains to, but you can carbonate them all the same. The difference between them, I have no ability to detect.
So that's an important parameter. That's good, man. That's good.
So you detect, you list all of the spoilers that might be in the beer, and you do threshold level spike testing on everyone in your panel group, and you track their results. So every time, and you continue, let's say we're just talking about diacetyl now, because that's the word I remember.
Yeah.
You start with way too much diacetyl, so they should say it's awful. Then you go to half, then you go to a quarter, and you keep eliminating people from your test group until you get the people that are most sensitive to diacetyl. And if you have a concern about diacetyl, you know exactly who to ask. Because you're doing blind testing, you can't just say, well, we're worried about diacetyl in this batch, so we're only going to ask the diacetyl people. You ask 10 people, you make sure that all the diacetyl people are in the group, and if the diacetyl people react, you know you have a diacetyl issue. But until you spike test everyone in your panel group, you have no idea what their ability to detect anything is. And you can quantify this and create a series of... You can create a statistical taste profile.
Shit, you're right. Fuck. I've been recording all the data, so I'm okay.
You put 10 parts per million of this in your beer. Everyone should vomit.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. No, it's true.
Then you go to 5 parts per million. And then you go to 1 part per million. And then you go to 10 parts per 100,000. But it's the same as 1. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You continually do it until they're in the threshold where you establish the thresholds. And you track that on Excel. The other thing, we started going to this. It's a tag system where no one ever touches or moves a beer until there's a green tag on it. So a beer that needs more time has a yellow tag. Has a problem has a red tag. A beer that needs special treatment has a purple tag. We got tag cases for the bright tanks, but Jeff just put them in my office. It's like, I never got the papers, but you know what? We can always tie into there's an electronic version of a whiteboard already in Google Docs. We can have it set up where you can have a little column. Works if everyone has digital access. Everyone's new app ever touches a tank. That's fantastic. There is a gold tag on the tank. This tank is green. Hard. This tank is yellow because it needs to spend another 5 days with dry hopping. This tank is yellow because it's not carbonated yet. So dry erase laminated tags on the tank.
You write. The tag.
Yeah, exactly. Red is green. Critical, green is average, and yellow is, you know.
Yeah.
Maintenance stuff. Yeah.